Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you experienced a lot of change in your life? I feel like we're just settling in after moving here in November. Has anybody moved more than twice? Three? Four? Yeah. I think between going to college and working at summer camps and getting married and going off to seminary and going to internship and then going to call, Vince and I have moved. I think I've lost count, honestly. And that's been a lot of change for us. But you know, if you think about it, change is what this world has to offer to us. Everything is changing all the time, and it changes so quickly. You know, anybody who's watched an infant over the first 3 months of their lives, or the first 18 years of their lives, understands that change is just everywhere. Sometimes when I preside at a funeral service, I like to think back, certainly when the deceased is someone who is elderly, and think about all the changes that that person has seen in a lifetime. And I know earlier in my ministry, there were a few people who had been born in the late 1800s. My grandmother herself was born in 1898. I think about the change that she saw over her lifetime. Born in 1898, the radio was invented when she was a toddler. She was 5 years old when the airplane was invented. You think about some of those things, and you wonder, you know, how would she have ever gotten up the courage to fly on an airplane? Because she was alive at a time before they were even invented. Every year, there's a university in Wisconsin, it's Beloit College, that does this assessment. They tried it as a way to let the professors know about the culture of the incoming freshmen. They try to tell the professors what the freshmen might not have ever known. And this year's freshmen never knew a time when there was not an internet. Atari and Pong were games of their grandparents. Okay, parents, for some of us who started a little later with having our kids, they only remember having two presidents in the White House. Change. It's kind of like the only constant in our lives. Every year in America, 23.5 million people move. Of those 23.5 million, 7.7 million will move within the same state. Another 7.6 million will move to a different state. 1.3 million, this is from 2012, 1.3 million will move to a completely different country. A This is a statistic from a few years ago, and I'm not sure what it, how up-to-date it is now, but this one blew me away. Americans purchased 45,000 new automobiles and trucks in 1 year, 45,000, and smashed 87,000 of them. Our world is about change. There's an old saying that says, "My great-grandfather rode a horse but was afraid of the train. My grandfather rode on a train but was afraid of a car. My father rode in a car but was afraid of an airplane. I ride in an airplane, but I'm afraid of a horse." Think about the things that change in your life. Have you learned to roll with the changes? Or does change cause you anxiety? I think a lot of times for us, even the sense of anticipating a change, whether it's a change in a loved one's health, or a change in jobs, or a change in, you fill in the blank. We get stressed out. And that's not necessarily unusual. But one of the reasons why we come back to church Sunday after Sunday is to remember that no matter what's going on out there, and no matter what changes we need to face in our lives, God is unchanging. We stand on an unshakable foundation. And in standing on the unshakable foundation, which is Jesus Christ, we can face change. We can face anything the world has to toss at us, because we are rooted and grounded in Jesus Christ. No matter what someone tells us that might surprise the daylights out of us, no matter how our worldview gets shifted from place to place, Christ is the same. Well, what does that mean? Christ is the same. Christ is the same because God so loved the whole world that he sent his son for us. That Christ suffered, died, and rose because of God's great compassion for the whole world and everyone in it. That unshakable foundation is found in the love of God, in God's call for compassion and mercy and justice. We come to church week after week after week to remind ourselves that we are not in this alone. We're not just floating around in the ocean in a little card boat regalia box, which I have yet to see. This interests me very much. Because our Shantytown kids, the kids that participated in building cardboard box houses out there, understand really well what happens when water and cardboard mix. My husband asked me the other day, why doesn't First Lutheran have a cardboard boat in the regalia? And I'm like, because First Lutheran understands what happens when you hit cardboard and water together. Temporary housing. We're here to remind each other about what is permanent. You know, we share the Lord's Supper every time we gather. Why do we do that? We do that because it puts us in continuity with a meal that hasn't changed in its purpose or function since the night Jesus himself was betrayed. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. I am present in the word and in the sacrament." And so each time we gather to share these elements, we're only doing what's been done by Christians year after year after year after year for generations after generations after generations. And still we sing with the whole host of heaven when we gather for the Holy Holy. We celebrate the unshakable ground that is the Lord's Supper that feeds us. We gather to baptize our infants, to baptize those who are new Christians. Why? Because we want for them to be attached to that unshakable ground, Jesus Christ, that through baptism calls us by name and says, "You belong to me forever." And we want that for each other, what God has given to us. And we celebrate that unshakable ground. And more and more studies coming out lately that when people sing together, their hearts beat together, and even their brain waves start acting similarly. Now, this is something that musicians have kind of known intuitively their whole careers. But when you put a bunch of people together in church and we sing a rousing hymn together, think about that. Our hearts are beating together in praise of God. So if you ever think that your voice isn't good enough or you're just feeling a little too crabby to be singing today, just do it. Just sing. And see if God might just lift your spirit. Because it's not about us in our individuality. It is about us being part of something bigger than ourselves. And that something bigger than ourselves is the unshakable nature of our Lord Jesus Christ. The foundation laid before the beginning of the earth. Before humans were even created, God was. And in the beginning, the Word was made flesh. Jesus was there at creation with God and the Spirit. That foundation has been laid eternally before us and will continue on eternally after us. Now I know we're going to keep doing earthly things that make us feel like we're contributing something to the world that's going to last forever. Those of us who went to El Salvador, we built these houses that had, four times more rebar reinforcement in them than any house in the United States, any house necessarily needs. Because we want them to be earthquake proof. We all know that means that they're just earthquake resilient. The things we do that are earthly, maybe they make us resilient to the changes and chances of life. But it is God's foundation that makes us weatherproof. Not just resilient, but weatherproof to anything the world can toss at us. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you are rooted and grounded in the gospel of Jesus Christ, a firm foundation like no other. know that you have a place in this place and in God's whole eternal kingdom. Celebrate and know that God's peace, God's love, God's mercy, God's justice, all of God's gifts belong to you in His love. May that peace that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in our unshakable foundation, Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.